Space is the ultimate extreme environment, where we can only survive with the total protection from the lack of atmosphere. But there's no way to avoid zero gravity, and as space travel becomes more and more common, more and more people must learn to adapt to complete lack of pressure on the body. This is an Airbus run by the French space agency Novaspace. The interior has been stripped out and adapted for zero gravity flights. It's used by scientists from all over the world for experiments which need to take place in zero gravity.
But it's supposed to be for motion sickness, so hopefully it works pretty good.
Motion sickness is a common problem in zero G, and like most of the scientists, Ken will avoid this by chewing gum. Ken will be part of a new experiment which is analysing the ways in which the brain adapts to zero gravity. We know long-term space travel causes the muscle and bones to waste away, but much less is known about the effects of weightlessness on the brain. This knowledge will be vital for the future of long-term space travel. At 7,600 metres, the plane goes into a steep power climb. At this point, Ken is experiencing nearly 2G, and he's pressed against the floor.
It's getting heavier. I can feel my eyes even getting heavy.
Then, the power is shut off, and the plane flies into a gentle arc. This is the zero-G part. For just 20 seconds, everyone is weightless. Now the pilots put the plane into a steep dive, and once again, Ken feels the pull of 2G.
Wow.
The whole climb, arc, and dive is called a parabola. During the flight, the plane will make 30 parabolas, with a total of 10 minutes in zero-G.
You can go slowly.
On the next parabola, Ken puts on a virtual reality headset, ready to start the experiment. As Ken goes into zero-G, the technician starts a computer program. In his headset, Ken sees a three-dimensional ball coming towards him. His task is to try and hit the ball with a virtual bat, which he swings by pressing the mouse. His timing is crucial. His success rate in zero-G is recorded and compared with a baseline test he did on the ground. The experiment will find out if the brain actually understands the pull of gravity. For the next 20 parabolas, Ken repeats the test, but his body's beginning to rebel against the continual changes in G-force. Now the motion sickness is really affecting him.
Disoriented completely.
Many astronauts take days to get over the feeling of motion sickness in zero-G. Ken is not alone. Ken won't know how his test will add to the conclusions of the research. He's just one of the many subjects who are taking part, and it will take months to analyse all the data. Meanwhile, the parabolas go on, and for some people, there's time to have fun.